Well, praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to know the living God. Amen. And you know, this is special here tonight. We've got people here. It's not just online. And we've got Sue and Bill here, and that's a great pleasure, and thank the Lord for that. And we've got Tim here tonight, and that's a great blessing too. Amen. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. We're just going to keep some of these people. You know, they don't know it, but we're not going to let them go. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No, God's will be done, but it's wonderful to know God. And it's wonderful to be leaning on the everlasting arms. If we ever needed to lean on Jesus, it is right now. For sure, as we watch the events unfolding before our eyes, we know that we have to learn to trust Jesus. These are perilous times, and we are seeing things that we talked about for a long time. But here it is, before us. And oh my, if it ever was time to be alert, if it ever was time to walk with the Lord, if it ever was a time to awaken out of sleep, it is now. It is now. And I'll tell you what, if we don't, it is so possible that we could be carried away with the great deception that is upon the face of this earth. Because as I already said, these are perilous moments. And we know that deception is a trademark of these times. Jesus warned us of such. And we read it in the scripture. And oh my, we're seeing it with our eyes. Oh, thank God if we are awake, if we are alive in the Lord Jesus, if we can understand his word, and oh my, see with spiritual eyes, it's a blessing like none other. I'm so glad that we can do that here tonight. Amen. That we can open up the pages of God's word, and look inside, see what he will show us, know that it has the words of eternal life. Words that will lead us to heaven if we'll just follow and obey, submitting ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Well, these are days of many people going astray and so many not knowing, so much floundering, going around and people thinking they're all right when they're not. But thank God we have his book. And praise the Lord, with his help, we're going to open it tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to talk about the Lord Jesus. We're going to read from his word and see what he'll show us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. There's been a couple things that came to my attention as being quite dire. It seems like lately there always are these things. But talked to Jean last night. And anyway, Bob's best friend, Jerry, and his wife, Nancy, are very ill. And Nancy fell out of bed and cracked a rib, and it seems like there's bleeding in her brain. And besides, it seems she has double pneumonia and COVID, from what they're saying. Of course, she's in the hospital, I'm pretty sure. And her husband is pretty sick, too. So let's pray for them. And then I know Penny had called, and we'll pray for Penny. Praise the Lord. And then there was an accident that her nephew, Ryan, was in. And very sad story, because somehow it was a farm accident, I believe, and the machinery or whatever ran over another man's legs and amputated them, it sounds like. His name is Cooper, and he looks like he's going to make it, but sad story. And you know, we don't know that he knows the Lord, and his wife was expecting the first child. You know, things that go wrong in this world sometimes. But thank God we can hold to God's unchanging hands. We can build our hopes on things eternal. Amen. Oh my, because life down here is full of all kinds of unknowns. But praise the Lord, with the Lord, we have a hope beyond this world. And we know with His help, if we could just cling to Him, if we could just walk with Him, it's going to be okay. He's going to help us. He's going to be with us. He's going to lead us. He's going to show us the way. He's going to direct our paths. Thank the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord. We're so glad that we can come here tonight, Lord. Oh, God, we thank You for the living Word that speaks to our hearts. We thank You for the living water that You provide, oh, Lord, for our salvation, Lord. Oh, God, that we might have an abundant life in You, Lord Jesus. And I pray, oh, God, that You would talk to our hearts tonight. I pray, oh, God, that You'd get us ready for the great day of the Lord. Oh, God, I pray, oh, God, that it would burn within us. Oh, God, that we would have eyes that can see and ears that can hear. And oh, God, that You would lead us, that You'd guide us, that You'd show us what we need to see, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, without You, we could do nothing, Lord. Oh, God, we're just dust of this earth. But, oh, God, we know that You know how to help us. Oh, God, You know how to make a way. You know, oh, God, how to lead us and guide us. Oh, Lord, and how to get us home. No, Lord, we thank You, Lord. I ask that You would have Your way here tonight. I ask that You'd use me. Oh, Lord, that You'd give me words. I know I can do nothing without You, Lord. And, oh, God, I ask for Your leading, Your guiding, Your inspiration. Oh, God, Your anointing. Oh, Lord Jesus, oh, God, that You would move in our hearts, that You'd get us ready for that great and terrible day of the Lord. And, God, I pray for these that have afflictions, that have great needs, Lord. I pray for Bob and Jean's friends, Lord. Oh, God, there's Jerry and Nancy, Lord. And I pray, oh, Lord, that You would touch them. Oh, God, You know their needs, oh, Lord Jesus. And I pray that You would touch their bodies, Lord. I pray that You would give them faith, Lord. I pray that You would give them hope. Let the devil be rebuked in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray that You would heal, oh, Lord, in a mighty way, because You know, oh, God, what this is all about. And, oh, God, all things are possible with You, Lord. Oh, God, You who walked this earth and did things, oh, God, oh, that were so amazing. Oh, God, You can do it yet today, Lord. Oh, God, we put these two into Thy hands and ask that You would touch them. Oh, God, that You would touch them, that You talk to their hearts, that You'd encourage them, that You'd give them faith. Oh, God, let the devil be rebuked, I pray, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, I pray, oh, Lord, that You continue to touch Penny, Lord. I pray, oh, God, oh, Lord, that You give her faith. Oh, Lord, and, oh, God, that You help her to stand on Thy promises, Lord. For we all need to stand on Thy promises, God. We could do nothing without You, Lord. You are the one, oh, Lord, that takes us through this world. Oh, God, who gives us strength from day to day. And, oh, God, I pray that You'd help her, Lord. And, God, I pray that You'd help this Ryan. Oh, God, I pray that You'd help Cooper, Lord. Oh, God, You know this situation. Oh, God, I pray that You'd help Cooper, Lord. Oh, God, that You would help him, Lord. Oh, God, I pray, oh, God, that You touch his heart too, Lord. Somehow through this tragedy, Lord. Oh, God, that he would find Thee the living waters. Oh, Lord, that You would touch him. And, oh, Lord, that You'd help Ryan too, Lord. For I just, oh, my, I know that would be so difficult on both ends, Lord. I pray that You'd help these men in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, be here, Lord, to meet every need, Lord. Oh, God, help us, Lord, as we walk this earth. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Oh, God, to know Thy voice and to be led by Thy Spirit. And I pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, in Jesus' name, help us, Lord. Thank You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's open up at the moment. Let's go to Romans, the 13th chapter, and I just want to read the end of this wonderful chapter here. Romans, the 13th chapter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 11, as we look towards the end of this chapter, it says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." Verse 12. "The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Praise the Lord. And the next two verses read, verse 13 here in Romans 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, if there ever, again, was a time to give heed and to cast off the works of darkness, these works of the flesh that are mentioned here. Oh, it is this moment right now. Yes, the need is great to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, to walk in his ways. Oh, yes, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, to be baptized in his name. And oh, of course, fully repented, living above, oh, the works of the flesh. Amen. Yes, never making provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Oh, my. But yes, it is time, knowing the time. You know, Paul wrote this so long ago. But here it is. Here we are. Here we are. And we're seeing things that have been written that we've wondered about so long. And, if, you know, he was saying, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. I think we better apply that to us right now. Amen. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Oh, it tells us, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It's at the door. Our Lord is coming back. He's going to show one of these moments. We're going to hear that mighty shout and the sound of the trumpet. And oh my, there he is. Every eye shall see him. Oh, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Oh, even so, amen. Praise the Lord. But yes, here we are. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Oh, yes, it's time to walk with the Lord. It's time to do his will. Oh, yes, it's time to live that abundant life. Praise the Lord and trust the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. And let's go to the last chapter there. Chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians. Praise the Lord. More familiar scripture, but oh my, how it talks to our hearts. Amen. It tells us here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. Paul is writing to that church at Thessalonica, and what does he say? He says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. You know, I have a feeling this was a familiar subject, that they talked about the Lord's return often. Back then, yes, his coming is imminent. It was at hand even then. But, oh, yes, the things that they, you know, needed to know. And it was familiar to them. For he says in verse 2, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. So, in other words, as we know that, you know, he's going to come very suddenly. Oh, there's not going to be headlines in the newspaper the day before he comes announcing that he's returning the next day. No, it's going to be in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, amen, as a thief in the night, amen. And then we go to verse 3. And it tells us, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Now, I'll tell you what, from what we have learned just recently, This verse has more relevance than ever before. Amen. Because we learned that very recently that a new sculptor was placed in front of the United Nations building in New York City. And it's quite incredible because this sculptor, so-called, fits the description of Revelation 13, verse 2. And in case you're not familiar with Revelation 13, verse 2, I'll just read it to you. It's talking about the beast. And, of course, we know Revelation 13 talks about the mark of the beast and all of that. And it says in verse 2, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leper, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority." It is so interesting here because this sculptor that I just mentioned that has just been placed in front of the United Nations buildings, it has the body of a leper, it has the feet of a bear, and it has the mouth of a lion. Oh, yeah, and besides the title that goes with this monstrosity, this devouring monster, that's what it looks like when I saw the picture anyway, that's my thought. The inscription that goes with it is "The Guardian of International Peace and Security." This devouring monster sitting out there in front. Very timely, huh, as we're seeing all these things coming to pass. I'll tell you what, the things on this earth don't make sense right now. You know, in times past, you know, it just wouldn't have been. Oh, they're covering up the truth in so many ways. And oh my, people are being deliberately harmed in so many respects. And we know due to all those vaccinations that there have been many deaths. There have been many injuries. Oh my, yes, I know. It's a sad story. Some of our loved ones, right, Brother Bill? Yes, it's sad. It's sad. I know Sister Deanna shared with me, too, that her brother took the vaccines and then the booster. And lo and behold, 55 years old, but he died just right after that. Yeah, how many times has it happened? And yet they want to cover it up. You know, one heading I saw mentioned that there were 550,000 deaths due to COVID. Well, I know it's more than that. In times past, you know what they would have done if there were 3 deaths after a vaccination? They would have taken it off the market. No, there's more to their plan than they're willing to say. No, I believe the beast system has risen up. Oh, he's there to devour, those teeth ready to snap, to eat, to devour, to eat. Oh my, to go forth and do the devil's bidding. Because it is the dragon that gives this beast system its power. The dragon is the devil, you know. And yes, it talks about giving that system, that one world system that is trying to rise in this world. Oh, and show its teeth, its colors. Oh my, to stamp out privileges. To bring about forced control over every individual in this world if they just could. Oh my, no, as it's rising up, showing its teeth. Oh my, we know that it's the devil that's behind it. The devil who has that goal, yes, to bring about his one world. Oh, yes, he's always wanted to rise above God. That was his goal. Oh, you know, sin was found in him. He was Lucifer. Oh, a beautiful, brilliant angel. But sin was found in him. And, oh, he had that thought that he was going to be like God. Oh, my. Thank God we have the scripture. We know the end of the story. Oh, yes, we know that the moment is soon to come that he will be put down. Oh, yes, he will be cast to the lake of fire. Oh, yes, that will be an end of his story. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he was defeated at Calvary. Oh, praise the Lord, but he's going about seeking whom he may devour, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. But praise the Lord, we know that our God is coming back, and he is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. And oh, when he comes back, oh, what a day that is going to be. And he's not going to come back like most people imagine. And it's not going to be those secret rapture theories that a lot of people talk about. No, he's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And oh, he is angry. That cup of his wrath is so full. And I can imagine even at this moment, it's full. It's over the brim. It's running over. And the moment when it's enough is just about upon us. I truly believe. Amen. Amen. Oh, he's coming back. We don't know the day or the hour of his coming, but oh my, we can sense it as we see these things coming to pass. We don't know what tomorrow may hold. Oh my, we have already seen things that we never thought we would see. I don't suppose. But here it is. And oh my, if it ever was time to awaken out of sleep, it is right now. You know, that sleep that is referred to in Romans, that 13th chapter refers to spiritual sleep. Oh, a lack of discernment, a lack of awareness, a blindness to the true condition of things. And so many people, even people that profess to know the Lord, oh, so many of them are sleeping. But oh my, if there was ever a moment that we need to awaken ourselves and rise to the occasion and oh boy, trust in the Lord like never before, it's right now. We're seeing it, folks. It's happening before our eyes. Oh my. Oh yes, you know, and already in many places, in order to go places, you have to have your card. You have to have your pass. You know, otherwise you're not going to get into that restaurant. You know, you're not going to be able to go work out. There's many places you can't go if you don't have the pass. And in some places, they're taking a chip, right, Sweden? A lot of people in Sweden have taken a chip in the right hand. Oh, yeah, because it's easy. I mean, oh, my, you know, in order to get into the door, all they have to do is put their hand out and they get in. Oh, what a trick of the devil. But you see what's happened. Oh, you know, even 10 years ago, surely 20, 30 years ago, you know, if you would have talked about the mark of the beast, you know, people would have had more awareness. Not everybody. I remember years ago, we were in Madison, Wisconsin, and we were on State Street witnessing, passing out tracks and all, and there was a bunch of us at that point, and here come a person wearing a shirt that said 666. And, you know, well, wow, very interesting. You couldn't really let that one pass, could you? So, you know, several people stopped him and said, well, do you know what that means, 666? He didn't know. He was just a cohort, you know. He was just doing what, you know, his instinct was driving him to do. Well, he heard it that night. Amen. Praise the Lord. But oh my, oh, it's happening in front of us. And we are seeing things unfold. Praise the Lord. All these things that Paul was speaking of here in 1 Thessalonians 5. And yes, as he said in verse 3, for when they shall say peace and safety. Oh, that's, you know, oh, peace and security, the guardian of international peace and security. That's the logo behind that beast there on the UN premise. And I'll tell you what, it's interesting. When you go to the UN, they tell you, you know, you're no longer in the United States. Been there a few times, eh? Yeah, I heard that. Amen. But praise the Lord. We are seeing it, folks. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. In other words, they're going to be caught as in a snare. You know, I know Jesus talked about that in the 21st chapter of the book of Luke. He talked about that snare that is going to entrap a lot of people. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. He said in Luke 21, verse 35, well, I better read 34 first. It says in verse 34, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares." Oh my, I mean, it's kind of, you know, you get kind of trapped sometimes. The cares of life, the burdens of life, and drunkenness. Oh, how many people go get drunk on the weekend? And maybe more often than that. Surfeiting, overindulgence, you know. Oh, eat, drink, and be happy, and, oh, you know, forget about all your troubles. Well, Jesus said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. He's talking about the day of his return, when he comes back. Amen. And he's warning back then, oh, it's easy to be preoccupied. It's easy to be busy. It's easy to be so, you know, involved in making a living and doing your own things that you forget. Oh, I don't have time to go to church. Oh, I don't have time to read my Bible. Oh, I don't have time to pray. I'm too busy, too busy, too busy. Well, we're warned, we're warned, we're warned. And Jesus said in verse 36, "Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Oh yes, all these mandatory requirements that we're seeing imposed upon the people of this earth right now. Oh, our God knows how to make a way of escape. Praise the Lord, he knows how to get us through this world so that one day we can stand before him in the judgment. Amen. And hear him say, well done. Amen. Oh, how needful it is. But back here in 1 Thessalonians, oh yes, verse 4 tells us, "But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." Oh, praise the Lord. In other words, we can see. He's talking about spiritual eyes that can see and recognize if we're walking in the light as he is the light. Oh yes, and we have fellowship with one another, and that blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from sin. Praise the Lord. It shows us the way. It leads us. It guides us. Oh, praise the Lord. So that we are not walking in the darkness. Amen. Oh yes, so that day doesn't overtake us as a thief. All of a sudden, I didn't think about that. Oh, I forgot, Lord. I wasn't thinking about your coming again. Well, we're children of the light. Then, oh my, we're going to have that in mind. Oh, he's coming for those that look for him. Amen. He's coming for those that are watching for his return. He's coming for those that have their lamps trimmed and burning, all filled with the oil of the Holy Ghost and walking with the Lord. And oh my, letting that light shine within us, the light of God that he puts within our being. And he goes on to tell us in verse 5, "Ye are all the children of light." And of course, he's speaking to the church. Amen. Oh yes, he's talking to those that have been redeemed. "Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day." We are not of the night nor of darkness. Praise the Lord. Oh, we don't have to walk wrong blindly and not knowing what's ahead. And sometimes, you know, when I've talked with people, I can see that blankness on their face and I can see that fear in their face. And oh, you know, I can tell that, you know, they feel like something is going on, but they can't tell what. They don't know. Oh, praise the Lord. If we have the light of the Lord in our lives, then we don't have to be living in obscurity. No, we don't have to be walking around as a blind person. Praise the Lord. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. So he goes on to tell us, therefore let us not sleep. Again, he's talking about that spiritual slumber, oh, where we just let down our guards and we kind of forget. And, you know, we just kind of think, you know, let's just do what's normal and you know, it'll be okay, sort of thinking, I suppose, that a lot of people have. But, oh, forgetting what we need to know, the things that matter most in this life, all that need to walk with the Lord and to be right with the Lord Jesus. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Oh, yes, we're looking for our Lord's return. Are you coming today? Is this the day of your return, Lord? Oh, it's a day when many think not, you know, that he's going to return. We don't know, but he's coming, that we do know. We're told in verse 7, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. No matter what happens, we've got that helmet on. Oh, we have that hope in our heart. He's going to come. Oh, with your patience, possessing your souls. Oh, we're looking for his coming. No matter how dark the night may seem in this world, there's a hope down within our being. We've got that helmet on. Oh, and it's going to cover us. Praise the Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ, that helmet that he gives us, oh, to put on. Praise the Lord, in his breastplate. Oh, yes, to keep us. Oh, to shield us. Praise the Lord, that breastplate of faith and love. Oh, my, yes, we must have faith. Amen. Jesus asked, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on this earth? Oh, yeah, we better have faith. We're not going to make it through this world without faith and love. Oh, yes, the love of the Lord Jesus that he puts in our hearts, that agape love, that love, oh, yes, that he had where he gave without expecting anything in return. Amen. Oh, that's the kind of love he wants us to have one for another. Praise the Lord for his word and for our God. Amen. Verse 9 tells us, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Amen. Oh, yes. And I thank God for verse 9 there. Thank God for all of it. Amen. But it says, God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my, something to consider. You know, the prophets of old wrote so much about the great day of the Lord. Now, I don't know how much of this I'm really going to cover tonight, but it's all over in the scripture. All the prophets wrote of it again and again. And I'd like to turn to a few of these places if I can. Let's go to Jeremiah, the 25th chapter. Praise the Lord. Let's read what Jeremiah wrote here concerning the description of God's wrath. Oh my, this is what we can escape if we're in the Lord Jesus, if we're living for the Lord, if we're watching, if we're waiting. Oh yes, we've got the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of salvation. Oh yes, upon our persons. Oh, in our spirits, amen. Oh, praise the Lord. It says, God hath not appointed us to wrath. But let's just see what this wrath implies here. Amen. It tells us here, Jeremiah chapter 25, going down to verse 30 here. And it's an interesting portion of scripture because God has told Jeremiah to take a cup in his hand and go to the known places of the world and tell them to drink of that cup. And if they refuse to drink of that cup, verse 28 tells us, and it shall be if they refuse to take the cup at thine hand to drink, then shalt thou say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ye shall certainly drink. Now I believe that cup of God's wrath, oh, that's full to the brim. That one of these moments is going to be poured out in judgment. Oh, I believe that's what is being spoken of here. We look at, well, we'll read 29 just to keep it going here. It says, for lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name. And should ye be utterly unpunished, ye shall not be unpunished. For I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, saith the Lord of hosts. You see, Jesus Christ came to this world to save us from our sins. And if we refuse his mercy, his grace, and oh, if we don't turn from our sins, then how will we be forgiven? How will we escape the wrath of God? Because he paid the ultimate price that we would not have to live in that sin. Amen. And of course, Jerusalem, there was that time when the Babylonians came in and took that city. Oh, warning after warning was given them. But they did not turn away from their sin, their evil, their abominations, all the things that God despised. They did not turn away. So the time came when that cup overflowed and it must be poured out. And so it was. God allowed Nebuchadnezzar to come in and take them over. And so it is at this time. Oh, yes. This world. Oh, yes, that has not listened to the voice of God. That's riding on the beast. Oh, my. And oh, yes, going forth to do its wickedness. There's that moment when it will be over. God will say, it is enough. And his judgment will follow. Amen. So he goes on to say here in verse 30 here, Jeremiah 25, therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout, as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground. Oh, of course, we read more of that in the book of Revelation, the 19th chapter for one place, and we can go to Joel, the 3rd chapter, to read of this also, and other places besides. But oh my, that moment is coming, and that's the day of God when he comes, oh, in great wrath, in great anger, oh yes, to send forth that vengeance that has been long due, the inhabitants of this world. Oh my. Let's go to the book of Isaiah now. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 30. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 30. And let's go down to verse 27 here. Here we have another description of the Lord coming back to judge this world in righteousness, the day of his return. Oh, praise the Lord. It says here in verse 27 here, Isaiah chapter 30, behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue is a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck to sift the nations with a sieve of vanity. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. Oh, how sad in the midst of this. And we're seeing this, you know, the spirit of error, the spirit of deception that goes forth, oh, to deceive the inhabitants of this world. And here is our God. Oh, talk about a description of anger. Oh, that's how he's coming back, burning with anger. Oh, the burden thereof is heavy. Oh, sin has come to the full. And oh, it must be poured out at that moment. That burden is heavy. And it must, oh yes, come to an end. His lips full of indignation. His tongue is a devouring fire. And his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck to sift the nations with a sieve of vanity. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. In other words, oh, they're being led by the beast. Oh, yes, the devil, causing them to believe in the deception, to go along with that plan, that plot, that error, all the deceiving things, all that are coming to pass. But praise the Lord, God has a people in the midst of all of this. And in the midst of this, he knows how to keep his people. Praise the Lord. Verse 29, it tells us, ye shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. I believe there's an expectancy in the people of God, despite everything that's coming to pass upon the face of the earth. Oh, yes, we don't have to give in to fear. Oh, no, we know that our Lord is coming, and he puts that song of praise deep down in our heart, the song of the redeemed that only the ransomed can sing. It's within us. Praise the Lord. So no matter how dark the night may be, oh, praise the Lord. The people of the Lord have a song. Oh, as if it was a holy solemnity. Oh, a gathering of the people of God. Oh, praise the Lord. And it talks about gladness of heart, as when one goeth to the pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, a joyful occasion when there's rejoicing and praise. Oh my. And it tells us, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Oh, that shout from the heavens and that trump of the Lord as he makes his appearance known. And oh, everyone sees him as he comes, oh, from the sky. Oh, in all eyes, all individuals, no matter if you're in the north or the south or the east or the west, beholding the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Savior coming. Oh, yes, that day of his vengeance, the great day of the Lord, and also coming to gather his people. Oh, yes, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm, oh, as he comes down and descends with the indignation of his anger, and with a flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempests and hailstones, all these things that are coming to pass is, oh my, this judgment is being poured out. For through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. Oh, the day of God's vengeance. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. And it tells us in verse 32, and every place, and in every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and harps, and in battles of shaking will he fight with it. Oh, praise the Lord. We know Moses had a staff and how God used that staff. Oh, yes, to declare his judgments there with Pharaoh and all. But oh my, it talks about a grounded staff that the Lord is using at this moment as he pours out his judgments upon this world. And it sounds like there's going to be some accompaniments here. It shall be with tabrets. Tabrets seem to be small drums of some sort, and harps, and you know, I can't yet explain that, but it sounds like there's going to be some accompaniment. Oh, yes, he's going to make himself known, amen. And in battles of shaking, will he fight with it? Oh, my. And then it ends here, for Tophet is ordained of old. Yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. Oh, I'll tell you what, Tophet there, that was a dreadful place. That's where they threw their babies into the fire and worshiped their deity. Terrible things, the drums to drown out the screams. Oh, dear Lord. But oh, my, it sounds to me like God is lightening the lake of fire in this verse. Oh, from what I can comprehend, it talks about the breath of the Lord. Here he comes in his anger, in his indignation, to pour out his wrath like the world has never seen. Oh my, how many people think of God as a teddy bear God? How many people think sin is something, you know, that he will excuse, something to be taken lightly? But again, we better not. No, he came to this world to save us from our sins. Oh, yes, we all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all needed a Savior. Oh, my, he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, we must not scorn the great gift of God. Oh, my, we must not ignore what he did for us that we might live. Oh, yes, and have eternal life. Oh, praise the Lord. Such a description there. Oh, my, I don't want to be... Oh, I don't want to be on the wrong side. Oh, not by any means. Oh, Lord, get us ready. Help us, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm turning now to Isaiah 25. Praise the Lord, another description here. Oh, Lord, talk to us, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 25. Starting with verse 1. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth, for thou hast made of a city an heap, of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. The Lord hath done it. Yes, he's in charge of the affairs of this world. Verse 3 tells us, therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. I believe the word strong there denotes victorious people that walk in faith. Amen. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. And that's the contrast here. And by terrible nations, I believe it's referring to the fact that they're terrible because they are ones who bring terror. That's been their nature. That's what they have tried to do. So the city of the terrible nation shall fear thee all at once. Oh my, oh my, I better get right with God, huh? Perhaps it's too late. But praise the Lord for the people of God. Look at verse 4. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. See, the Lord is with us. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world, Jesus Christ said. And praise the Lord, his sustaining strength to help us in our great need, a refuge from the storms, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. And oh my, look at the next verse. It says, thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible one shall be brought low. I don't know, is this talking about some nuclear type of activity? Oh, at the very end, will the Lord use man's own devices to bring down this world? I don't know. Verses to consider here, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. But praise the Lord, I see the Lord's protection for his people, his care for his people, his strength to the poor, strength to the needy in his distress, even at these last moments when all of this is happening. And he tells us here, oh my, see, a shadow from the heat. That sounds like it could be a nuclear blast of some sort. And I can't help but think in this world that we live in, oh my, things that they're doing, these 5G towers that they're putting up, oh, that aren't healthy by any means. Oh my, we already put up with a bunch of EMF waves and radiation and things that, oh my, cause all kinds of problems. But praise the Lord, God knows how to help us. Amen. He knows how to help us. He knows how to help us. Amen. There is none like our God. Oh, if we have faith in him, if we believe in his promises, if we lean on that everlasting arm, praise the Lord, he knows how to help us. Verse 6 tells us, and in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines and the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines and the lees well refined. I believe he's talking about the spoil that he's taking when he comes to this earth. And we read that description in Jeremiah and also the 30th chapter of Isaiah. And you know, okay, so they would gather the spoil when they were the victors, weren't they? They would gather the spoil. No, there's going to be a gathering of the spoil as our God comes to this earth to bring it down. Amen. It says in verse 7, and he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people. Oh, we talked about the blindness of the people, that there's going to be a moment of recognition when they suddenly realize and know that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is God. And I'm so glad that we know it now, that we can bow our knees now. Oh yes, that we can humble ourselves now. Amen. Because all at once, no denying. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations, all the blindness. So they followed the beast system. They did all these things. They were blind. They were led into captivity. They didn't know. They didn't understand. They were deceived. Oh, how we need the Lord to guide us. How we need his word. Oh, it's no time to play church. It's no time to get lazy when it comes to spiritual things. For he's coming. And it says in verse 8, he will swallow up death and victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. He's talking about his people. Amen. Oh, yes. We see him. Oh, it's quite the contrast for those that are in Christ to those that have done their own things and lived in wickedness. Oh, what a contrast. Because, oh, he's coming, oh, to culminate all things on this world, to bring forth a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And praise the Lord, to put down death. He will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. Oh my, I know Paul talked about how we're often considered like the off-scouring of the earth, like the, you know, the icky stuff on the bottom of the pan and all of that. But oh my, praise the Lord, that's not how God sees us. Oh, we're his jewels. Oh, praise the Lord. We're his children. We're his sons and daughters. And he's going to, oh, take that rebuke of his people. Oh, those that despised us and tried to cause us all kinds of harm and all kinds of other difficulties. He's going to wipe that away. The rebuke of all his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. And here it is. Praise the Lord. Seeing what we see. But praise the Lord at this moment. Verse 9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Oh, it's such a complete contrast, but praise the Lord. Oh, yes, the people of the Lord, who have endured afflictions as a good soldier, who've overcome this world. Oh, yes, who are waiting for the Lord Jesus' return. Oh, praise the Lord. All at once, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Praise the Lord. Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he's going to bring all the rest down, even to the dust, as this chapter continues to tell us. But oh, praise the Lord, what a victory for the people of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. I want to go to Psalms 50 here for a little bit here, a little bit of time that we have left here. Praise the Lord. Here's another description of the Lord's return. Oh, it's all over. It's all over the descriptions. Oh, that great day of the Lord. But here it tells us, this is a Psalm of Asaph, Psalms 50, verse 1. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken and called the earth. From the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he put this earth in orbit. He created this earth in all of every aspect of it. Put the sun, oh yes, in its place and determined all the seasons and all the elements of time. Oh, praise the Lord, the rising of the sun and the going down thereof. But here it is, a moment that we are looking forward to out of Zion. And Zion here means the city of our God that's referred to in Psalms 48 and verses 1 and 2. Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Here he comes, praise the Lord, out of Zion. Verse 2 here, the perfection of beauty. God has shined. Oh, here he comes from that place of his habitation. Praise the Lord, that place. Look, it says perfection of beauty. Oh, there's no flaws in that city where the Lamb is the light, that new Jerusalem that's coming down from God out of heaven. Oh, the perfection of beauty. God has shined. It says in verse 3, oh, see, we're waiting. We're waiting. We're in the midst of this. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. Oh my, yes, we read about all the noise, all of the accompaniments that are going to follow him as he comes to this earth in judgment. But not only is he coming in judgment, he's coming to gather his people. And it tells us again, oh, this is exciting for the people of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, this is our hope. Praise the Lord, it says our God shall come and shall not keep silence. Nope, it's not a silent, you know, rapture type of thing when he secretly comes to, you know, get his people. Nope, it sounds pretty noisy to me. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. And here's a description we've read of the descriptions in Isaiah, Jeremiah, and it's all over, actually, in the scripture. But it says, a fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous. Oh, that's in that word, you know, very stormy. I mean, no, not a calm, beautiful scene. No, as Jesus comes back to judge this world in righteousness. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. And praise the Lord as he's coming. Verse 4, he shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. What is he doing? He's gathering his people. Those in heaven and those on the earth. He's coming for his people. And verse 5 says, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Oh, praise the Lord. Those that have been washed by the blood of the Lamb, clothed with his righteousness. Oh, yes, embrace that covenant of his blood, that blood that he shed for us, the new covenant, the new testament. Praise the Lord. Oh, there's a gathering together of his people. Praise the Lord in the midst of this tempestuous time as he comes back to the earth. Oh, at the same time, the gathering of his saints together unto himself, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Verse 6 tells us, and the heaven shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. The gathering of his elect together. Praise the Lord as he comes to this world. Oh, praise the Lord. One more place here. Praise the Lord. Going to the book of Mark. Chapter 13. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he's talking about his return here. Looking at verse 24 here to begin. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Some of these descriptive things we've just read of. And then look, you think of Psalms 50 in this regard. It says in verse 26, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Praise the Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh my. And then verse 27 tells us, and then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. See? You see how it happens? He's coming and you know, bing, 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 all these things. You know, the sequence, I feel very quick. You know, the appearance of Jesus Christ coming with great power and glory. You know, the transfiguration was a glimpse of his second return when he comes back with great power and glory. And then, yes, simultaneously, I would think, then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds. That means from every part of the earth, the north, the south, the east, and the west, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Call to the heavens from the earth that he might call his people. That's what he's doing here. Oh, praise the Lord. Then he goes on to tell a little parable here, verse 28. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. We're seeing it. We're seeing it, brothers and sisters. We're seeing it right now. And oh yes, just as you know, when the branch gets tender and you begin to see the little leaves shoot forth on the trees, we know that summer is at hand. It's near. And he tells us, so ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Amen. Oh, those words of eternal life. But then he tells us these last few verses here. But at that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven. Neither the Son, but the Father. Verse 33 tells us, take ye heed. Watch and pray. For you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. Oh, yes, we're his servants, right? And he's assigned us with responsibilities that we need to do for his kingdom's sake. Amen. Our little part as individuals. Amen. So, yes, he's comparing that man that taketh a far journey, who leaves his house to his servants and gives them authority and everyone their assignment, everyone their work, and tells them to watch. The porter, the one at the gate there, you know, was a, you know when he comes back. Well, like his people. Here we are. We've been bought by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, praise the Lord, we've been redeemed. Praise the Lord, and now we're watching, we're waiting, and we have our assignments. Oh, yes, he's given us authority to go forth and do His will. We've got authority. Oh, and we can even trample the devil. Praise the Lord. Oh, we can rebuke that old man, that old devil, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Authority, oh, to trample those serpents, those scorpions, every wicked, unclean thing, oh my, praise the Lord. And nothing shall by any means hurt us, so He promised. Book of Luke, amen, chapter 10, I believe. So, He ends by saying here, watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Watch. Oh my, I say it is time for Zion to awaken out of her sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Oh, that day is at hand. Oh, praise the Lord. That night is far spent. And oh, as it tells us in Romans 13, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Oh, praise the Lord, knowing the time. We've got so many warnings in God's Word. We're seeing things we never saw before. All these mandates and all these things. So thus, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Our Lord is coming back. And how we want to be ready. How we must watch. How we must wait. How we must be about our Father's business. Oh, to do His will. To fulfill that which He has asked us to do. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word that speaks to our heart. Oh, God, cause us to be stirred, Lord. Help us to see. Help us to understand. Help us to go forth. Oh, God, let your will be done. Help us, Lord, oh, God, to be watching, to be waiting. Oh, our lamps trimmed. Oh, God, that oil of the Holy Ghost, oh, upon our souls, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, to be awake. To all be awake and not sleeping. Help us in Jesus' name. Oh, help us in Jesus' name, I ask. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's coming, folks. Amen. He's coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We are going to open our Melodies of Praise hymnals to number 32 and sing He's Coming Soon, number 32. His returning. He's coming soon. The signs around in earth and air are painted on the starlit sky. God's faithful witnesses declare that the coming of the Savior draweth nigh. He's coming soon, he's coming soon. With joy we welcome his returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon, we know he's coming soon. The dead in Christ beneath us lie, in countless numbers all shall rise. When through the portals of the sky he shall come to prepare our paradise. He's coming soon, he's coming soon. With joy we welcome his returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon, we know he's coming soon. And we who live and yet remain, caught up, shall meet our faithful Lord. This hope we cherish not in vain, but we comfort one another by this word. He's coming soon, he's coming soon. With joy we welcome his returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon, we know he's coming soon. He's coming soon, he's coming soon. With joy we welcome his returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon, we know he's coming soon. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night.